Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Authorities in Florida say a Pennsylvania couple drowned yesterday while vacationing with their six children. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The tragedy unfolded on a barrier island near Port St. Lucie Thursday afternoon. 51-year-old Brian Warder and 48-year-old Erica Wishart of Chester County were swimming with two of their six children when the parents got caught up in a rip current off of Hutchinson Island, according to Chief Deputy John Budensick of the Martin County Sheriff's Office.
One of the children, an adult, had called 911, and our dispatchers could hear that child yelling to their parents to swim diagonally, trying to talk them through fighting a rip current. Unfortunately, they were unsuccessful.
Rescuers arrived and began CPR on shore, but the couple couldn't be saved. Members of the Martin County Sheriff's Crisis Intervention Team are with the six children as they await the arrival of other family members to Florida. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Members of the Martin County Sheriff's Crisis Intervention Team are with the six children as they await the arrival of other family members to Florida. A 35-year-old Norristown woman pleads guilty to being under the influence of drugs and alcohol when she crashed her car and killed her 14-month-old son last year. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Arbatina Johnson Lowry pleaded guilty to homicide by vehicle while driving under the influence and is sentenced to the mandatory minimum 3 to 6 years in state prison. Prosecutor Gabby Glenning says at 2:40 p.m. on September 30th, Johnson Lowry was driving on East Johnson Highway in East Narton when she slammed into a stopped SEPTA bus.
It's actually caught on video by the SEPTA bus where you see her speed up, tailgate almost the car in front of her. To then avoid it, she swerves head on into a stopped SEPTA bus, sending her child flying from his car seat that wasn't properly put in place at all.
Her 14-month-old son was killed. Johnson Lowry had alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamines, and other drugs in her system at the time. She declined to address the court during her sentencing plea, but her lawyer, Matt Haggerty, spoke on her behalf, saying she's living every day with tremendous remorse and has been sober and in recovery since the deadly crash. Johnson Lowry was pregnant at the time. Her 4-month-old child was in the courtroom during her plea. She's free on bail and will report to prison on July 5th. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Johnson Lowry had alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamines, and other drugs in her system at the time of the crash. She was pregnant at the time, and her 4-month-old child was in the courtroom during her plea. According to her lawyer, Johnson Lowry lives every day with tremendous remorse and has been sober and in recovery since the crash. She's free on bail and will report to prison July 5th. Two nursing homes in South Jersey are being closely monitored by the state after the owners were cited by a judge in New York for allegedly siphoning millions of Medicare and Medicaid money for their own benefit. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty the story.
A state receiver will be monitoring operations at the Hamilton Center and the Deptford Center after owners Ken and Beth Rosenberg and Daryl Hagler allegedly pocketed $83 million from their facilities in New York. New Jersey's comptroller assigned monitors to both facilities to ensure the money isn't being taken illegally here. Long-term care facility ombudsman Lori Fasciarosa Brewer says both the Deptford and Hamilton locations have long been poor performers and the residents there deserve better.
When you have facilities like Hamilton and Deptford, both of which are 1- and 2-star facilities year after year after year after year, at some point the state has to say we have had enough.
Under this order, the owners are barred from getting any Medicaid funding from New Jersey or taking action that could impede the receiver's oversight of their facilities. The owners have also voluntarily agreed to suspend Medicaid lab operations. Comptroller Kevin Walsh says the owners could be forced to step aside pending the outcome of the ongoing investigation. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Under the order, the owners are barred from getting any Medicaid funding in New Jersey or taking action to impede the receiver's oversight of their facilities. Comptroller Kevin Walsh says the owners could be forced to step aside pending the outcome of the ongoing investigation. Philadelphia health officials have extended the heat health emergency through Sunday. That will keep the city's cooling centers open during the day. Outreach teams will be checking on people experiencing homelessness, and the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging's heat line is active. If you or someone you know needs help, call 215 215- 765-9040. The high temps and sunny skies will also combine to form high ozone conditions today, so state officials have issued a code orange air quality alert. The elderly and people with breathing problems are urged to limit outdoor activities. Philly police are looking for the driver who got off the Ben Franklin Bridge, hit a man in a wheelchair, and then drove off. The victim is known to panhandle at the busy intersection where the hit and run happened. KYW's Tim Jimenez, the story from Old City.
Hours after the incident, the victim's wheelchair was off to the side of North Franklin and Vine Streets. There's a traffic light here for those who are coming off the Ben Franklin Bridge.
And we're being told by officers in the area that they have seen this male in the wheelchair in the past panhandling.
It was just after midnight when Chief Inspector Scott Small says the man was sitting at the intersection when a white sedan hit him with great force,
causing his body to be launched from the wheelchair a distance of about 50 feet.
Small says the man had head trauma when cops and medics got to him. He was taken to the hospital and was left in critical condition. As for the driver, police say that person turned right onto 7th Street and kept going. They believe that person was in a white sedan with jersey plates. What's been a big help for investigators, they talked to a witness, someone who is driving in the area and had their dash cam on. Police looked at that footage and will be searching for more clues and looking for more tips as they try to identify and find the driver and the car, which likely has some front-end damage from this hit and run. In Old City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police believe the driver was in a white sedan with jersey plates, which likely has some front-end damage from the hit-and-run. Investigators have looked at footage from a witness's dashboard cam and will be searching for more clues to the driver's identity. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.